In 90.
Gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this August the 20th on the West Coast, now August the 21st on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. Also, we would like to welcome all the folks that are listening to us on Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world, and also blogtalkradio.com, either live or possibly on an archive later in the day. We also want to welcome all the folks out there in the U.S. military who are tuning in because of tonight's topic. We're going to get into this issue of the flu, and I put this in quotes, pandemic. There is no pandemic, but we are being bombarded with language that is very misleading, and we're about to face one of the most critical times in all of humanity on planet Earth. And so I hope you are paying attention to what we're going to talk about tonight on this show. I have two guests tonight, and before bringing them on, I just want to read a short little introduction that comes from a document describing Bionade. A $1 million reward has been offered to all vaccine and drug promoters, challenging them to prove vaccines and drugs are more safe and effective than Bionade and ZoHeal. The reward has been outstanding for a year without any vaccine proponents daring to take Burke Elder Hale III, or Elder, up on his challenge. Hale is agitated by the continual peer pressure being exerted by the biased mainstream media, parroting the disinformation propaganda of pharmaceutical companies and pro-vaccine proponents, such as the AMA and the CDC, that pushes poison vaccines and drugs on the public while suppressing safe and effective alternatives to inoculations. The reward has been on the Internet for almost a year, but vaccine and drug supporters have neglected to register for the $1 million reward being offered in raw gold. The gold is secreted away in several locations underground with billions of dollars in precious metals. And with that statement, I'm sure everyone is wondering where the gold is. We may or may not find that out tonight, but that's really not what we're talking about, because I think by the time we've concluded this show that you're going to have the feeling that bionade might be that gold. Our guests tonight, both are ministers, and one is a humanitarian activist, you could say, amongst other things that she does. Her name is Joanne Kramer, and her partner in crime tonight is none other than the gentleman that I just mentioned, Burke Elder Hale III, and we're going to call him Elder tonight. Joanne and Elder, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate being here.
Joanne, don't be afraid to talk up either, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Elder, tell us a little bit about bionade, if you would.
Okay, bionade is a combination of things that's been brought together by many, many scientists and researchers, and it's culminated together, and I have put all this technology together under one branding. It's called bionade, or bion plus bionade. It is basically a oxygen trace mineral combination in water. It's really, really simple. The key thing is, though, that the process in making it is not that simple. In the process, a substantial amount of hydrogen is removed from the water molecule. This is using a reactor similar to the one used on the International Space Station by NASA. So when this hydrogen is removed from the water molecule, it creates a very strong attraction with the oxygen to the minerals that are in there in the water, including silver. And this is a covalent bond. Now, to help the audience understand what a covalent bond means, if you picture the electrons going around the nucleus of an atom and you have more than one atom, picture the electrons going around the nucleus of other atoms as well. That's a covalent bond. So this is permanently suspended particle that's below nano size. It's getting in, we're talking about the angstrom range particle size. And it's permanently suspended in water. It's unaffected at all by light. And it is, how shall we say it, it creates a very inhospitable environment as a nutritional supplement when it's added to your diet. No harmful pathogen can exist in its presence. Now, we remember when we were little, we got the scratches, and Mom and Dad would put the hydrogen peroxide on the cut, completely disinfect. If you could picture that, highly advanced, in a nanoparticle size or subnanoparticle size that's able to penetrate into the cell and everywhere in the body and into any other harmful microorganism in the body as it's introduced as a nutritional supplement, then you understand basically what's happening to any virus. No matter how many times it mutates, it's going to happen the same way every single time. So it also has a water base that's created with a technology using a geometric photon laser. This changes the molecular structure of the water, reduces its size and its ability to penetrate the aquaporin channel of the cell wall. So you're getting superior hydration. It's being carried throughout the body, this unique bionic particle, which is in bionade. So that's two of the main things. There's other proprietary technologies involved with it too, but we can't go into it here, but that's basically it. What you have in a nutshell is natural immunization without vaccine toxicity. And there's no other product out there that compares to it anywhere.
Yes. Now, I would presume on the basis of the description you just gave us, Elder, that the nano-sized particles have everything to do with its efficacy. Is that correct?
Absolutely. You have more surface area. Let's say, for example, you take a crystal, just a simple quartz crystal, say 6 inches wide by an inch across. You can picture the surface area and how much area of surface you have on that crystal. Now, if you were to reduce that to powder, you would the surface area would be expanded by miles. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's more surface area. Not only that, the particle is going to be smaller. So you have more contact and the ability to go into the cell at the same time, but you also have more particles contacting. For the guys out there in the military, when you're looking at comparing that with your basic colloidal silver product, it's like comparing a 15-round clip to a million-round chain gun. That's the killing power of one drop of this solution to one drop of your basic colloidal silver. And it's not even considered a colloidal because it's below 0.004 microns.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've got to interrupt here. I've got someone trying to call in to sort of push their way onto the show, and I have two guests here. If you're listening to me, please be courteous and allow my guests to speak. I don't intend to be rude. If I decide to take calls, your call will be the first that I will take. You know who you are, and I'm not intending to be rude, but no one calls in at the top of the show and takes over the show. I don't know who you are. I have no idea what you intend to say. Okay? That's all I can say. I'm sorry for interrupting you, Elder.
Well, that's okay. I encourage participation. If it's some good quality participation, you know, later on in the program.
Yes.
It's good to see enthusiasm.
Yeah, I appreciate callers. Believe me, I do. But right at the top of the show, you know, we're laying the groundwork for our listening audience all over the world. All right, so I would like the interview to go on as planned. Okay, if I may stop you now for just a second. Okay, Joanne, you have not only taken an interest in Elder's work, but you have become proactive in this issue of the forced vaccinations regarding this flu pandemic. And I can say from what I have seen and some of the research that I personally have done into who's involved in these lawsuits and what is going on with the government and the World Health Organization and other players behind the scenes, This is something rather sadistic that seems to have been planned for humanity here. And I know that you have a stand that has sort of brought you together with Elder. Would you share that with the listening audience, please?
Sure, I'd be happy to. First, I just want to thank you for having me on the show. And I want to also thank the many individuals that make up all of the activist groups around the world who are actively working together, networking and pooling their resources, their voices, and all of that which they have to raise awareness. Kudos to everyone, because this cause does not belong to one individual. This cause belongs to every person on the face of the planet who wants to be involved, who cares about human life and the quality of life. Belongs to everyone. And so I just want to thank all of those individuals who are actively working. Some we know about, some we don't know about, but a great big shout out and a thank you to all of them. In terms of my involvement with this, it began on Facebook, and the day that we were made aware that bioterrorism charges were filed against the WHO and the UN. And subsequently, we founded a group. And the title of the group was something along the lines of Austrian journalist files charges, H1N1 charges, something like that against the WHO. And so we founded that group in order to raise awareness concerning what we understood at that time was taking place with these charges. Over the successive weeks and the last couple of months, we've become more educated and more aware through the unfolding of events, through our own investigation, the very nature of these charges, who originated them, and we were at the present time re-steering and regrouping our Facebook group, which is right now almost up to 7,000 members, to a more broad endorsement, a more broad scale embracing and activism towards the overall ending of forced vaccinations, not towards the support of an individual. And I think that's very important, because the type of and the quality of leadership that's necessary for a successful activist group to achieve their goals is not dependent upon a singular celebrity name or anything like that. It's really dependent upon the individuals being motivated, the individuals taking action, the individuals understanding what they can do, what are the resources, where they can go to get information. It's dependent upon that. And yes, you do need some good leadership, but it's not around a name. It's around people who understand how to harness and motivate people. That's what we're doing right now. And so that's what this Facebook group is formed for. And even as I was preparing for the show tonight, I was getting emails and IMs, and people on Facebook were contacting me. An individual from Hong Kong contacted me and asked me to get in contact with the founder of their group. They have over 200,000 members in their group. An individual from Italy contacted me and spoke about the group that they have translated, our group translated into Italian, and they're building off Facebook, off what we call off-site websites, because if you know how Facebook is, they're kind of one day you're in and one day you're out, you know? And so a lot of these things are coming in, and it's about networking. It's about people saying, hey, I'm over here. I speak German. I'm over here. I speak Russian. What can I do to help? And you send them resources. You send them links. You give them the research. They translate it. They begin to establish goals and guidelines and take that activism out into their country, into their communities. And when you have all of this replicated all throughout the world, you really have strong momentum. You really have strong effectiveness. And so that's what the basis of this Facebook group is, that I've co-founded with Dave McLucas out of Vancouver, Canada. And as we were going along and as the members were growing, along comes Burke Elder Hale III. And, you know, he begins to post information, real quality information, introduces us to the Bioenaid product, and the rest is history. You know, there's been a real bond there from the beginning concerning his motivation, his enthusiasm, the quality of activism that he's bringing to the table. You know, the networking that he's opening, he's actually bringing in doors of opportunity for the group and in terms of the contacts. So we're expanding. We're doing a lot of really good things. The people out there are really making progress. They're doing videos. They're getting on their own radio shows. They're passing out flyers. They're talking to people. I mean, I just wrote down tonight a list of 20 things that individuals can do, and maybe a little bit later in the show I can read that list. But, you know, that's the background on this, and I'm really happy to be a part of this.
Okay. Thank you for that wonderful overview of the group, and it's heartening to hear all the people that are becoming involved in this. This is very necessary, and we want to encourage this. Now, in reference to my involvement in this whole issue, as a journalist, as a talk show host, as a researcher, and I guess when I say journalist, I'm not mainstream. My listening audience and my readers know that very well, that I have developed sort of a model of research that is not taught in school. It's not taught in Journalism 101, nor is it in Journalism 404 or whatever title you want to give it. It's proven itself to be very accurate and unusually surprising in many ways, because I have learned to associate or to connect the dots, so to speak, of little puzzle pieces that seem to have been scattered around with the intention of obfuscating the truth. And this lawsuit caught my attention well after it had been promoted. And I'm speaking about the lawsuit that was announced from Austria and filed in New Jersey. And when I began looking at the associations of those people involved in that, it brought up a number of red flags that this was sort of a psyop, that this was to give people a false sense of hope And while this was occurring, while I was doing this research, the people who supplied the information about the danger of these vaccines and the truth about why they were created, the intention to administer these by force to people around the world, I saw that these people who had done the research and submitted that research to the benefit of those that expressed an interest in bringing about this suit, I saw them being defamed and slandered and libeled. And it didn't take too long to figure out that there was some fraud being committed on certain levels. And so I did take an interest in this, and I found some astounding things. This is an attempt, really. The way I see this lawsuit, it's an attempt to discredit those that have been telling the truth about the dangers of these vaccines. My God, they were invented at a Fort laboratory, you know, at a military laboratory. And there was co-participation of pharmaceutical companies from around the world who stand to make billions, if not trillions of dollars, and at the expense of the health and the well-being and even the lives of those receiving the vaccines. Now, I want to make just a comment that someone I know called me about their grandson, 12-year-old grandson, getting a shot. It was a combination shot. For him to qualify for football. And he came down with a very severe fever 4 hours after receiving that vaccination at home, and emergency medical attention was sought, and he was diagnosed with mononucleosis, which is absurd. And I don't think the family's being told the truth about this. Dr. H. Uat, who is one of those doctors that supplied a lot of the original material and the investigative work on the side of the pharmaceutical companies and the vaccinations, immediately told me that we should be suspicious of what the shot was. So they used a 12-year-old boy as a guinea pig, and he's not out of the woods yet, as I understand it. This has been well over a week that this has been occurring now. He still has a very high fever. And, of course, the very vaccine that he was given to allow him to play football has caused him to be excluded from football. So you figure that out. Now, that type of thing is going on in other states. This happened to have occurred in Tennessee. We've heard stories for several months now that people were being forced to receive these vaccinations in some states in the East, New Jersey being one. And so rather than focus our attention on this, because we know, we all agree, I'm sure, both you and Elder and myself and some of the doctors that I've spoken with, that this is something that we don't need to focus our attention on exclusively right now. It's important to know who's putting out that information. It's important to know why someone filed a lawsuit, and so ineptly, it's filed by a non-attorney. And that doesn't mean that it doesn't have any bearing or that it couldn't succeed. But I can tell you, on the basis of what I've seen of the complaint and the manner in which the monies were collected and then misrepresented to the court, that there are many, many problems with that. It's not something that's going to help us bring clarity to those that want to put a stop to this.
And Don, to chime in on that, it could get a lot of activists in trouble. What we're trying to do is just try to make lemonade out of that lemon situation. But truly, when you're filing charges, criminal charges against the president as a person or individual, you can get in trouble for that, because there's procedure for doing that, and you have to go through the House of Representatives to do that. So individuals going out there as activists, meaning well and following mm-hmm. the advice of other people that are suggesting to do this, they mm-hmm. stand to be, you know, in a lot of trouble. It could you know, really hurt the anti-vaccine movement.
Yes, yes. So I just wanted to make that point, you know, not mm-hmm. not to beat is it a dead horse? We don't know. But let's say not to kick up a lot of dirt. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. And U.S. citizens.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I'm sure Joanne does, too. We want to, you know, it spends your time in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. We've got little time, and our time is best spent on productive activism. Mm-hmm. Right, Joanne?
Yes.
That's right. That's right. You know, we want to focus on the core issues, and certainly everybody wants to exercise caution in taking legal counsel from foreign nationals when you're an American citizen.
Yeah. Well, we don't even know that this is necessarily a foreign national. I can tell you from the research that I have done, there are many, many red flags, and there are associations behind the scenes that are very alarming. Mm-hmm. Okay? We have reason to at least bring these points out, to let our listeners know that there are people, there are hundreds of emails a day flying around, and people are still pushing this cause. And I'm telling you, folks, we must be looking at what is there and what our options are. That's where it is right now. We can't depend on some wild goose chase that somebody's trying to lead us on.
Right. And, you know, when you consider injunctions as well, what are you trying to get an injunction against when the CDC is openly declaring that at this time these are voluntary vaccinations? No judge is going to sign an injunction against a voluntary vaccination.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the method in which they are presenting this to us and to the general public, the public has no idea what's going on. I see the mainstream media on a mission to create a lot of fear. Mm-hmm. From the first night or day that I heard a so-called expert come on and talk to one of the network anchors, and this was a woman, and I don't recall her name, and it's not really important. I listened to what she was saying, and she said, "Oh, you're going to hear a lot of about this all summer and up through the fall. You're going to be hearing a lot about this." See, this is planned. This is not something that's occurring naturally. This has been planned. We know this. We know that there have been tainted vaccines, 72 kilos worth of tainted vaccines. That's a heck of a lot of tainted vaccine. And those things don't happen accidentally. We should be discussing the issues of the live virus versus dead cells, mm-hmm. you know, and really, we have a history. We've been recording this history, from the AIDS vaccine, the polio vaccine, and the various vaccines that were given to people unknowingly. Our military has been used as guinea pigs.
That's right.
Not told, what's going to happen to them. I know of a particular case in Ohio where a young Marine was given a shot and literally sent home the next day, and he's been dying ever since. Mm-hmm. And he's not gotten the proper medical treatment and the proper assistance. Now, one could say, well, that's in his sole contract to do that, but that doesn't give others the freedom or the authority to sign his sole contract. You know, like a coroner would. I take great offense at that goes on, and we have to stand up to this fearlessly. We have to stand up and we have to speak the truth, and we have to get this message out to people to let them know what is going on.
And yeah, that's what we're encouraging people to do through the activist work, you know, with the group, the Facebook group here, and then, you know, through any other opportunities that open up concerning, you know, communicating the agenda here. The agenda is about raising awareness and getting people informed about what the government is doing, the vaccines that are contaminated, the test, the children that they're getting ready to test the vaccines on this fall. All of these issues surrounding this, the engineering of the flu, the swine flu, the contamination of the vaccines, raising awareness, and it's not that difficult to raise awareness, Dawn. You know, everybody can participate in this. Every single person that is hearing our voice tonight can mm-hmm. participate. There's something that they can do.
Yes.
You know, not everybody can be on a radio show. Not everybody can go on television. But you can do very simple things. You can pass out flyers. You can read the news on the internet. I'm not talking about the mainstream TV. television, the mainstream news media, they're not going to be broadcasting the truth. They're going to be broadcasting the spin, the government spin. But if you can get out there and start Googling some of the internet news outlets, you can become aware of what is going on. I'm launching a website this week now to aggregate the news, to aggregate the resources, to aggregate the individuals and the groups that are all involved in this. And I'm hoping that that website will be a real strong resource tool for people to come to download activist tool, community tools, to find the websites that are talking about this, the blog talk radio shows, the other internet radio shows, so where they can plug in and get informed.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now
that's a good point for me to time for me to segue into here, if I may, Don.
Yes. Well, I just wanted to make one quick comment.
Okay.
I've interviewed Dr. A. True Ott a couple of times on this in depth. You may or may not have heard the interviews. He was on this past Monday and the week before. He's going to be on my on this show the remaining Mondays of this month. So he'll be on two more times. And I'm going to be a guest on his show tomorrow on RBN. So we're going to be discussing this whole issue in great detail. But he recommends to everyone, and I had Don Harkins from the Idaho Observer on as well. Again, he recommends people go to pandemicfluonline.com. Right now, it's got all the appropriate information that people could want to see. It's got some of the legal descriptions of all of this, as well as numerous scientific accounts of what the H1N1 virus is, what the H5N1 virus is, and how these recombinant vaccines have come about, the dangers of them, and really he's really calling out for testing of these things. These things haven't been tested, and we really don't have a pandemic.
That's right.
We have more people that died from car crashes, and I several weeks ago made the comment on a show, do we have a vaccine for automobile accidents, you know, to keep people from having them, because more are dying from those than they are from anything else.
That is a great website, and I also want to recommend that to everyone, too. We've posted that. I post that web link almost daily in the Facebook group. They have a lot of really excellent information. They have a swine flu fact sheet that you can download. They have flyers that you can download and print off and send and pass out to your community. I check their website every day for new information. It really is a great place to go. And you can become an expert on the swine flu and the vaccines just by going to that website and reading.
Mm-hmm.
You can be your own community expert.
Yes, I'm sorry. Elder, I had the feeling that you were maybe going to get into the pathology of this whole issue. Is that, am I on point here?
Sort of. Activists are wanting something viable to deal with this situation, to get the word out, to have a reason. What's the real argument? And this is one of the things I'm working and collaborating with Joanne on in the vaccinations.com website, is to get this information out there, too. And I think it's probably the most important, Don. And there's two things under Supreme Court precedents when we're dealing with activism regarding the surrendering of your personal rights for the benefit of the public good. And we understand that there are times when that's necessary. Now, when it comes specifically to Supreme Court precedents regarding vaccinations, particularly forced vaccinations, two things have to occur to justify a forced vaccination. One, the vaccines have to be, and I don't know anyone that's going to meet this criteria, but they're supposed to be cleared with all health authorities, approved, no hazard to the public, number one. The vaccines have to be healthy for the individual, proven healthy. Now, I don't know of anything, of any vaccine that's ever been proven healthy, so that takes care of number one. But the real clincher is number two. This is the argument. Number two, there has to be no other alternative to vaccines. That's where other products out there in the world completely antiquate and make vaccines obsolete. Bionade and ZealHeal are just among those. I feel that they are the most advanced technologies that have been brought to the table. I feel grateful to just be the messenger about that, Don. But for the activists out there, when they want to make an argument out there to the media, to their local government bodies, to the state, to the federal, to anyone, to the news media, right now, the news media will not touch this. I've had this reward out. I've contacted just about every news media outlet, newspaper, major network, and have told them about this historical breakthrough with this technology. They will not say a word. They will not print anything about it, Don, because of the big pharma money. But the argument is that's it. They're vaccines are obsolete. They're not needed. And that's what the people, the activists out there, really do need to get out there and put in the face of people and totally resist these forced vaccines or any idea of vaccines at all whatsoever, Don. That's my point I wanted to make.
Yes, I agree. Now, I got a message here from our caller, okay? And we're in agreement now as to how the show goes down. And I received some information in regard to the description of the case that I described that occurred a little over a week ago in Tennessee with this 12-year-old boy. And I'm going to read something that she wrote here. Cynthia, thank you for sending this. I'll say that in advance. She says that mononucleosis is an autoimmune disease and is a likely side effect of a vaccine. Other likely autoimmune diseases include rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, multiple sclerosis, lupus, Guillain-Barre syndrome, Bell's palsy. Adverse side effects include high fever, inflammation, rash, which all occurred, shortness of breath, as in breathing ceasing, seizures, diarrhea, stomach cramping, and I guess the list goes on and on. Now, this young man had many of those symptoms, and an autoimmune disease occurring after a vaccine shows that the vaccines can be dangerous. They can be a problem. I know for a fact that my father at one time, when he was in the military, suffered an injury. He was on an aircraft carrier, and he was struck on the head by a metal object that was exposed to the outside. And, of course, it split his head open, and he had to get stitches. And they gave him a tetanus shot. And this tetanus shot was derived from horse serum, and my father nearly died from that shot. Some years later, probably about 20 years later or so, he had a similar accident where he worked, and they brought in a company doctor, and he started to give him this shot, and my father said, "Wait a minute, that isn't horse serum, is it?" And the doctor said, "Why?" And he said, "Because it nearly killed me the last time I was given a shot derived from horse serum." And so they had to give him something else. And this was for tetanus, of course. But that in and of itself shows you that these reactions can occur. And in this particular scenario, they have already pre-planned the legislation to exonerate and to exculpate the pharmaceutical companies from any liability whatsoever should you die or should you suffer some disability for this Frankenstein type of medical practice. This is so unconscionable, and yet these people are trying to line their pockets with billions or even trillions of dollars, making these outrageous demands that we become vaccinated over diseases that they intentionally created in a lab and are intentionally going to inject into our bloodstreams if they get their way. But I tell you, they will not get their way. That's how sure I am about what we're doing. And any comment from either one of you?
I want to say amen right there. I really do. You were on a preaching roll here. Amen. If we continue to be successful in raising awareness and getting everyone informed about what is going on so that they can make a cognitive choice here, then I do believe that we'll be successful. I do believe that billions will say no.
Well, yeah, you know, you made a very interesting statement there, Joanne. You said, so we make a cognitive choice or an informed choice. Mm-hmm. But this is a choice that they're offering us. They're giving us one option. You take it or else. To me, isn't that what blackmail and extortion is about?
Certainly.
If you're saying it, that's it. The FDA is saying that there's only one way to deal with it, vaccines. And they're pointing a finger at things that, even though the FDA has removed any requirements for labeling to be approved or be cleared by the FDA, they're turning a blind eye to the vaccines. They're focusing and pointing a finger at the alternatives that antiquate and make vaccines obsolete, like Bioniad and Zilgeel. That's the main point here. What they are approving and not approving is ridiculous. It's one-sided. They're only giving us one choice, and they're trying to say we can't speak freely about these other things. But that's what we're trying to do tonight. We're trying to say the truth about the alternatives of what you can do, what makes vaccines obsolete. And if I may, Don, I'd like to say one thing about this, because I know there's other people out there that are concerned about it. This product is not like colloidal silver. I mean, there's no concerns with looking like Grandpa Smurf. That's usually the thing the media throws at us when you talk about silver solutions. And basically, this is really not so much a silver solution. It's a trioxide covalently bonded with a silver ion. It's the oxygen that does the work. So that's the main thing we want to focus on, is making sure that people understand that it's totally safe and effective. They've had a year to say otherwise and offered $1 million in gold to prove otherwise. And that basically was, a psychological thing I endeavored to do, Don, because I got so upset last year when the mothers were being called all kinds of names, being made to look like they're a risk to the community, they're incompetent because they wouldn't let their children be forced with vaccines, and they had to go into the courts, and they were sitting there, nurses, in the courtroom in New Jersey last year, ready to administer shots into these poor children. And so that just irritated me to no end when the news media did that. So I thought, well, how in the world, how can you be an activist and have a psychological impact against such a thing like that? Well, that's when I come up with $1 million reward. Put my money where my mouth is and give 1 million reasons why to consider alternatives that make vaccines obsolete.
Mm-hmm. Now you can come up with $1 million reward to be disproven, for someone to disprove the effectiveness of Bioniad. Can we get a birth certificate that way, you think? Could we do that? Maybe you and I should talk sometime this week. For this weekend.
I don't know, Don. But the truth is, why our activists out there really, really wanting to know, and that's why I'm really enjoying working with Joanne, because she's so articulate and intelligent. And doing such a great job of helping get the word out with everybody's input. And she sees the value of what's being said with, the technology here that's being used by NASA. For heaven's sake, folks, NASA is using this technology in space to completely clean up their water system. They don't have a pipeline running down to the well up there on the International Space Station. They have to utilize everything. I mean, every bodily waste you can imagine, the moisture from their breath, everything has to be utilized to create and get moisture from it. And it's filtered, goes through several processes, and the last of that process is the covalent catalytic reactor that has the silver biocidal in it. And they're drinking this stuff. They're staying healthy. And they're doing experiments in space with some of the most deadliest microorganisms you ever saw and could ever imagine. So they're using it. And but yet, this has been kept from the public. They know all about it. This is the thing that people ought to be really irritated about, is that here's this stuff that they know about it. The World Health Organization did tests with covalent silver, which is the basic name years ago, under different other names in the tests. They did tests in Belize. A doctor was there with who, in 1999, every single one of the patients with AIDS eliminated. Two mothers gave birth to children HIV-free, simply using it as a dietary supplement. So, you know, it's absolutely absurd that the WHO is trying to push vaccines when they know all about this technology. Makes you ask the big question, why aren't they telling us? Why isn't the news media telling us? Well, it goes follow the money.
Which is what I said, and that brings us back to this lawsuit, that it's intended really to discredit those that brought out the truth about these vaccines, and it creates division. We're going to rise above that. I'll prophesy that for both of you, that we are rising above that, and we are going to bring the truth to people. That's once right. And for all, okay? I you know, some time ago, it's been over a year ago, I had a guest on my show who was suffering from a multitude of diseases, and she went to a specialist. This was a naturopath, and he basically explained that the muscular dystrophy or the lupus or any of the other problems that she was having were all related to a mycoplasmic infection. And once that was diagnosed, he took the proper precautions and all the disease stopped. She didn't get one shot, not one vaccination. And this is a doctor licensed to practice. Okay. And you're talking about the same type of products that were used. Different brand names, but we know this. I'm very familiar with this in terms of AIDS or HIV. Also, quite a bit of research has come out in this regard in cancer and the various types of cancers as well, and a whole host of other diseases that are really intentionally created. You know, let's stop and think a second. You know, the pharmaceutical companies present themselves as the saviors of mankind. They get rid of diseases. They get rid of our headaches. But we've learned through studying what they manufacture, and with all, it seems like every product they make has petroleum in it. and they put adjuvants in it that are contrary to nature, the laws of nature, and how our bodies were created by God to function.
Sorry.
Under whole health and under a nutritious diet, and just we're attacked at every level. Even our tap water is poisonous and unsafe to drink. This has been known.
Vaccinated but drinking the water.
Yeah, and I'm not saying water in its pure sense is. But the way it's delivered to us in our house, it's not even, you know, I can't even use it to wash the floors in my house. And I've heard some people recommend just use it to wash floors. Well, you know, I have pets. I don't want them walking on it, you know, and licking their paws.
That brings up another thing I want to say right quick while people are listening, trying to find out, well, what's the difference? The thing in Bionade is that the water base is so far beyond anything out there. No other water ever tested penetrates the cells quicker than the water that's in the Bionade. When we're dealing with silver hydrosols, no matter what they're called, what all of the rest of them out there are missing is this water that's hydrating water that's created by quantum hyperphysicist Dan Nelson, my associate. This is so critically important as not only a delivery system of delivering the particle throughout the body, into the brain, everywhere, even into the spine. It is important in hydrating the kidneys, because once all the stuff starts coming out of the cell, once you start hydrating the cell, just if you hydrate the cell alone with quality water, this water, it will purge. But what we're concerned about with all these other products out here that are silver products is that they don't have the hydrating quality with them. And it's very, very critical that this hydrating quality is included. And this is the only one that has it. Nobody can duplicate this. It will help carry this on through the kidney so that you're not having problems with the kidney and the liver when you're moving all of this stuff through.
Mm-hmm. I had actually asked you on a past show if one could expect, let's say, the flora, the natural flora in the digestive tract to function normally, and you assured me that
absolutely.
It would.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're talking about a silver ion here and a different charge altogether. I mean, they've used it with red horses, and the University of Massachusetts did studies on it and for a year. And the ulcers in the stomach of the horses was completely, you know, alleviated with the use of bionate. And they, after the year, they said, what is in this stuff? So, I mean, if you're healing up ulcers, I mean, you're definitely not going to have a problem with your bacteria. That's just common sense. So we're not having any problem with that. But the problem is out there that a lot of people are way under their normal need or their what they should have in natural stomach bacteria. It's always good to supplement with, you know, a good, healthy bacteria, live enzyme, bacteria, a product or whatever you can get out there. And there's a lot of good ones out there. Bionate is not the silver bullet be-all, end-all. ZeoHeal is not the be-all, end-all. It just goes in and grabs that stuff safely and effectively, chelates and clathrates, removes the vaccine residues. That's very important, along with heavy metals, fluoride, aspartame, and different things like that. But there's other things you need to do besides that. And there's just a whole spectrum of things for each individual that they need to consider doing. And these are just two things. There's other things I tell people about, but I know we're focused on bionate, and especially bionate, but also ZeoHeal too, because one of the things we've got to do is consider if people are vaccinated, they've got that stuff in their system, and we want to get that stuff out of there. And say somebody winds up getting forced or tied down or whatever, they got this stuff in them, and God forbid, I state this, don't take the vaccine. No, I'm not saying because you do buy it or ZeoHeal, go ahead and take it. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Some people are misquoting me. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if that happens to you, or you know it's going to happen, you have no choice. Drink it. Get a bunch of the Bionate and ZeoHeal in you before and afterwards, and your chances of survival are exponentially increased.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now we have the issue of these adjuvants that we have been told have been taken out, and they're in, and they're out, and they're in, and we're not getting a straight story from the pharmaceutical companies, not to mention the tainted vaccines that were discovered. But you have squalene and thimerosal, which breaks down, methyl mercury. In other words, this goes to the brain and it attacks the brain of the individual that's gotten that shot. And I recall, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, dentists were encouraging us to have, mercury fillings removed, from our mouth, either replaced with gold or, to go into a blue light bonding process with porcelain and that to replace those things. I had a couple of mercury fillings that I had taken out, and I can tell you that my health changed drastically. Not that I was sickly, but I felt a difference after a period of time. that stuff leaches into your bloodstream over time, and imagine putting it directly into your bloodstream. And something that's in a form that is able to immediately attack the brain. To me, it's insane. It's criminal, really, is how I see it. What effect does Bionade have on those adjuvants? If you could mention that for the listeners.
The Bionade is when you're getting the hydration in there, you're going to help purge that stuff out. The ZeoHeal is the focus for that issue mainly, Don, because it chelates. With the Zeo, it's the best zeolite inside the product. It's ozonated. It chelates at the same time as it's putting in monoatomic trace elements. And it's clathrating, which means it's putting a coating around. We've got fulvic acid, the best, highest quality fulvic acid is also inside. And plus we've used our other technologies, and the water that's in the Bionade is also in ZeoHeal. While we haven't done any tests on any of the stuff that we're expecting to come out, because, you know, we just can't do that. But what we've seen in the past with results with using these types of ingredients and other products, there has been successful results with children with autism, for example, mm-hmm. and other products that are out there using these types of ingredients. So you can figure if you've taken the best, you know, and put it all together, that the odds are you're going to have a better chance at removing all of these adjuvants, including the squalene. It's the best. It's the only thing out there. It's the best thing out there that we have. It's the best hope we have. Whether or not it's going to remove all of it, I don't know. It's going to be an individual case, how much you do. Because sure enough, if I say yes, this is going to do the job, somebody will do it, and they will not do it properly, or they'll do it incorrectly, or they won't do enough, or they will be doing other things to exacerbate the problem, and then there I got egg all over my face. So I won't say that for the obvious reasons. I'm just saying this is your best hope, friends out there. Please hear what I'm saying. This is our best hope in getting removing the stuff out of your body that's already in there is the ZeoHeal. And then, of course, the Bionade, of course, is basically to oxygenate and energize. We know an oxygen, a trioxide is going to do. It's going to make it's just literally going to destroy these pathogens that are being introduced and have already been introduced, and including mycoplasms. And what we do, by the way, right quickly, Don, we do have an epidemic. And it's MRSA, methicillin-resistant Streptococcus aureus. We do have an epidemic. Doctors are terrified of it. And it's been associated with all of these flus. There's been newspaper article and doctor comments and article after article for the last year or two that's making a connection between MRSA and these flus. And they're saying that MRSA is causing the problem. Well, covalent silver hydrosols will completely destroy MRSA.
Just so
everybody knows.
Yes, I've heard this from a number of doctors too, and microbiologists as well. 2 years ago, I had Dr. Larry Wayne Harris on my show. Wrote a book called Biological Warfare. And he made some predictions as to what they were planning on an international scale, some of the things that were being created. And as some of the foreign exchange students returned back to their countries, they would send him letters and emails about all the inventions they had come up with along these lines. So this is very perverse. This is targeted to attack mankind. And you know, it's very a very serious issue. This is not something that we should be arguing about. We should be bringing the truth out and be able to defend ourselves with not just solutions, but you know, this does not have to happen, other than that they have this burning desire to get rich overnight. And we could just talk about that, but I don't want to focus on that. Now we have a caller, if you too would like to take a call. Do we have Liz Book on the line? Is that you, Liz?
Yes, that's me.
Do you have a question or comment for our guest tonight?
Oh, I do. I'm so excited about hearing that this kills MRSA. Our hospitals here in Florida are just crawling with it, literally crawling with it. I had an emergency room nurse tell me that they see 200 cases a week in their emergency room. Wow. I'd really love to bring it in there and just open their eyes. But I plan to bring it to my city hall, Ormond Beach City Hall.
Good.
Mm-hmm. I figure put the evidence in front of them, put what I've got in front of them, and then challenge them, you know, and I'll actually threaten them with lawsuits if somebody does get hurt, harmed, or killed by one of these vaccines.
Well, we should all be, seriously taking a much closer look at this. And Elizabeth, you called into a past show that I think I had Dr. Ott on the show. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, I know we've already done several shows on this topic. And yes, it was Dr. Ott the first time he was on the show. In fact. And I know that you were instrumental in making the first suit possible, although it was done under dubious pretenses, we'll say. Not on your part.
True.
Yes.
You know, I stepped up to do something I thought was right, to protect the people of my nation, you know, even the people of the world. When I read the evidence file that Jane produced, Jane Burgemeister, I was appalled, and I felt like somebody had to do something, and I reacted, and initially I filed the charges, found out that was a big boo-boo, but luckily they didn't actually accept the charges in Daytona Beach. All they did was write down my license plate number. I went in there last week to check on the status of the charges, and they said they were never filed.
Well, from what I understand through all the emails that went back and forth across our desks, you filed those charges from after receiving legal counsel or counsel from Austria.
Well, no, I just contacted Ms. Burgemeister and asked her if she thought that, you know, it might be a good thing for me to do here, and she said, yeah, and that's what I did. I felt like I had to do something here to wake people up in the United States to what was going on, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As soon as you snapped your wallet shut, the tables turned.
They did.
What I saw. And people have personal motives for this. You know, if I take into consideration the evidence that Dr. Ott brought forth, and Alexander S. Jones had supplied quite a bit of information, also. And here was a person proclaiming to file this lawsuit on the behalf of humanity and was literally, attacking the people that supplied the initial research. I can tell you that you're talking night and day as far as qualifications to put into print or to discuss some of the issues that Drs. Ott and Mr. Jones and Dr. Bill Deagle and Dr. Rebecca Carley and some others have brought forth, Dr. Evangelista also. It's quite a bit different story when it's presented by a person claiming that they gathered all this information.
I can confirm that as well through the investigation that I conducted and the individuals that I spoke to on that original core research team. I spoke to many of them myself.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one night I was with Dr. Ott for at least 2.5 hours, and I took over 14 pages of notes. I have almost 40 pages of notes so far in my phone calls from him. Names, dates, involvements, and I can confirm exactly what you're saying. that the research was conducted and existed prior to Ms. Burgermeister's involvement.
Mm-hmm.
And she was brought on as a means to disseminate information through the internet, you know, through journalistic means.
Okay.
But not one that conducted the original research.
Yeah. Okay, Liz, I want to thank you for calling in. I've got to let you go. We've got more callers here. But thank you, and, you know, our prayers are still with you. Stay in the fight with us. Don't give up, okay?
I won't. Oh, I won't.
Thanks, Liz.
Thanks for inviting me.
All right. Eric in Illinois, you have something you want to share with us or a question?
Yeah, I just want to make a comment that most of these doctors don't even know what's in the vaccinations. And it's like my doctor, I asked her about the flu vaccination when she keeps, you know, telling me I need to get the flu vaccination. And asked her, you know, well, what's in them? And she said, I don't know. And I usually carry a pamphlet that shows all the stuff that's in the flu vaccinations. I even have a sheet from a Baxter's vaccination container. And I'll pull it out, and I'll start reading off of it to some of these doctors. And you should see how their faces just turn red as a beet. And the thing is that most of these doctors, they think that everything the government puts out or everything that the pharmaceuticals put out is safe for the public. They just follow the flow, you know, from coming out of their college and wherever they get educated to become doctors or medical professionals. And they just follow the flow of what they're taught and what they're supposed to believe. But the thing is what they seem to forget, that they took an oath that is to do no harm. And that means to do no harm in the use of medications and treatment. And when they're out there pushing these vaccinations and pushing these treatments with harsh pharmaceutical drugs that are killing people out there, then they are doing harm to the public.
Mm-hmm.
These doctors took an Hippocratic oath,
but I think we should start calling it a hypocrite oath.
Yeah.
That might be the better description.
Eric, I want to thank you.
Do you have a question for either of our guests before I let you go?
Oh, yeah, I do have a question for Elder. What about the regular sports nutritional benefits of your product and your basic everyday benefits of your product and how it would help for just good health all the way around? And then
I'll go ahead.
Yeah, that's for you, Elder.
Oh, okay, the producer was on checking, making sure my connection was good. Right when he was asking that question. What was the question right quick again, Don?
Oh, well, now we lost him. Okay, I guess he was asking in reference, I was hearing a lot of clicking myself, so I only heard parts of it, but it sounded like he was asking about its efficacy in terms of sports. And I presume this covers everything across the board.
It's the Bionade's probably. Well, I mean, we've got race horses winning the race, taking Bionade and Zeal Hill. I should have said that. Yes, it's definitely when you're adding oxygen, you're adding energy to the body. When you're relieving pressure or stress off of the immune system when it's already being taxed, okay, that's pulling energy away from your performance. So if you've got a nutritional supplement in there that's supporting natural immunization in your body, then all of that energy is not being expended with immune issues. That gives you that extra boost for extra performance. So, you know, I've had several people that have commented, and they use it as a sport drink, not for just the natural immunity aspects, but they use it because of the energy in it and the hydration and the energy together in the product.
Well, that's interesting. I hope that answered the question for Eric. We have another caller on the line. We have Cindy. Cindy, welcome to Evident Footprints. Comment or question for either of our guests or for me. do we still have Cindy on the line?
Thank you very much. Greetings.
Greetings.
Yes, I do have some comments.
Okay. Go ahead.
My comments concern the following data that comes from clinical trials performed by Dr. Marvin Antleman. Dr. Antleman piggybacked on what Elder has created in Bionade. Dr. Antleman made a tetrasyl oxide of silver and oxygen in an ozone form. The tetrasyl consists of the trivalent silver oxide that is in Bionade and a monovalent silver oxide molecule. In Dr. Antleman's summary of what he called Immusil, I-M-U-S-I-L, scientific performance, from his document in 2002, he states that at certain minimum inhibitory concentrations, Immusil would wipe out several organisms that the nurse that also called in from a hospital tonight would be interested to know, as would any EMT, CNA, nurse, surgeon, occupational therapist, respiratory therapist. We have E. coli wiped out, Enterobacter coli wiped out, Pseudomonas aeruginosa wiped out, Salmonella, anthrax. This would be of a special interest for military vets that have been receiving anthrax and have adverse effects of the anthrax still working in their body. We have Bacillus subtilis. We have Micrococcus lutima, Staph aureus 0927, Staph aureus 27543, Staph epidermis 12228, Strep agal, it's hard for me to pronounce this, agalactitis, Strep faecium, Strep pyogenes, Strep bacillus, E. coli, K. pneumonia, Klebsiella pneumonia. These are all vancomycin-resistant bacteria. P. aeruginosa, Strep pyogenes, E. faecalis, E. faecium. Candida albicans, which plagues many HIV-positive individuals throughout the world. Saccharomyces cerevisiae. Herpes simplex, HSV1 and HSV2, and CD4 infectivity with HIV1. 98.4% inhibition, meaning that many HIV-positive individuals, even if they were pregnant, would seroconvert to HIV-negative, and their offspring would become HIV-negative, since this would cross your blood-brain barrier and change the offspring's immune status. This is quite a claim for success that Dr. Antleman states after doing clinical trials with a trivalent silver.
Okay, so which is what Bionade is.
Well, I can answer that. It's Bionade is actually a step beyond Dawn because of the hydrating qualities in it. I don't want to get too technical and go over everyone's head, but the issue with the, it is a trioxide covalently bonded with the minerals, including silver. But the hydrating, the carrier, the delivery system, it's incredible. I mean, I can't say what all really is in that water itself. It's, because next thing you know, I'd have to go before someone and prove it. There is no technology. Now, Dr. Ott is going to be working on this, and maybe he can help reveal some of these things. Mm-hmm. But there has been information fractally encoded into the water this water is so important with that, so that we're dealing with some of the things that aren't addressed by Tetracil and Immunocil and other covalent silver or oxy-silver or other silver products.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in there. Is this water technology that penetrates the cell and will help hydrate the kidneys, help hydrate the liver, and help carry this out safely and effectively. Water is critical. You just can't throw this a trioxide silver particle in there and it be just by itself. It's going to do a lot of good things, but this has addressed one issue that none of the others have dealt with, and that is the water quality and the hydration aspect. This
mm-hmm.
water has been seen to hydrate a plant cell enter in 10 seconds and totally hydrate in 30 seconds. That usually takes approximately about 24 hours, approximately, give or take some hours.
Mm-hmm.
This does it in 30 seconds. That's what we're talking about. And so we're going beyond Tetracil, but I'm very happy to hear what this person has called in and has said. I'm grateful. Thank you, caller, for bringing that information to my attention.
You're yes,
welcome.
Now this information that she brought forth, and I'm not criticizing you, Cynthia,
MVP.
I didn't hear anything about SV40. I didn't hear anything about SV40, the simian vacuolating virus, which is a found in both humans and monkeys. So that has been at the core of a lot of this really sadistic...
Simian virus 40 is another name for the HIV virus?
Yes. Yes, I'm aware of that, yes. But in specificity, they developed Ebola.
And simian virus 40 was fused.
Yes. Yes, I understand that. That's kind of what I'm saying. So
these... viruses, with cat leukemia, with chicken lymphoma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the point I'm making here is these are not
with
natural.
Chicken sarcoma and simian virus 40, they were placed, think of them as an X.
Yeah, we're getting a delay here. I don't know what the problem is, but Cynthia, I have to let you go, but thank you for calling in. That's certainly a lot of information there. And when I talk to Dr. Ott, in fact, tomorrow, I think I'll bring up a couple of these issues. And when he's on my show next Monday, we will get into that in greater depth. I appreciate your knowledge and the information. Well, in our final moments here, Joanne and Elder, I want to give each of you an opportunity to sort of encapsulate what you see coming, in the coming days and weeks, in your respective missions, and what you hope to achieve.
Well, I think it's important that people understand the gravity of the time that we're in, the gravity of the situation that we're faced. It's time really to wake up and take action. And you can't take action without information. We don't want people to react based out of fear. We want them to respond with information. So, again, that they can make an informed choice. And it's time now to, this is the time now to boost your immune system. And there are a variety of ways that you can go about that. And I recommend that people go online and just do a little bit of research. Again, that pandemic flu online, that's a great website. Dr. Tenpenny has good information. Dr. Russell Blaylock has good information concerning how to boost your immune system. There's basic protocols that are within the reach of everyone to prepare for this. And, of course, in terms of activism, those who want to get involved with activism, it's important that we be unified, that there be no division concerning celebrityhood, because this is not about a name. This is not about one individual owning a cause. This is about disseminating credible information so that people can make informed choices. So I just want to encourage everyone to continue to do what they can do in their own sphere of influence, in their own communities, their families, their churches, their workplaces, whatever resources they have available. Take the opportunity now to use that. It only takes a few dollars to print off some flyers and stick them on windshields or pass them out at where you work, or start an email list, join a forum, start a blog. There's just so many things that you can do to raise awareness, and that's the key. That's where I want to speak from, is the importance of everybody speaking up, because 100 million people using their MySpace and Facebook accounts can really have an influence. And that's just the social networking sphere. There are many other people who don't have social networking accounts that also have an important voice, and that can be effective if they just do the right thing. Take this opportunity now.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Elder?
Indeed, well said. And the fear factor is one of the things that's really important to me, too. It's time to get this fear factor out of it and see the alternatives. People need to get out there and ask the news media. Go call your television station, write or call your newspaper, and ask them, why has the NASA technology that's been all over the Internet in the product like Bionaid, why have you not written about it? Why are you one-track mindset with vaccines? Okay, that is the argument. They are obsolete. Now, one thing I want to do before we go, Don, I just kind of want to disclaimer this. Mm-hmm. Bionaid and ZoHeal, they are not drugs. We do not see a doctor for your medical needs. If by perchance you're using Bionaid and or ZoHeal in your usage of these products, should you discover that you have little or no adverse effect from any infectious microorganism, it's completely coincidental, and we do not authorize any claims for the successful use of Bionaid and ZoHeal. I just want to make that clear.
Yeah,
it's a dietary supplement, natural immunization. It's giving the body the ability to heal itself. It's not a cure. It's not meant to mitigate or any disease whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. And that $1 million reward in gold is if they can prove that it's not coincidental.
That's right. There's a million reasons out there, folks. I mean, I'll put it out there online. A million reasons why, if those vaccines, that's in part of your argument, other than the 2 points on the Supreme Court precedents, you know, it's got to be a clean vaccine, there's got to be no other alternative. There's a million reasons right there. They have had the opportunity for a year. All vaccine proponents have been all over the Internet. There's $1 million. Why haven't one of them come up and said, I'll take that and say vaccines and drugs are better than Bionaid and ZoHeal? That's another part of your argument. For some people, that's where the rubber hits the road, putting your money where your mouth is, not the science. Some things will attach with money. You know, put your money down. I hate to have to go at it that way, but that's, you know, I got to try to talk a language that some people will understand.
Mm-hmm.
So, indeed, that was one way. It was for psychological impact mainly, and it challenged them to put Bionaid and ZoHeal to the test. That's what was part of the arrangements with this challenge, was put it to the test. Let's get it on the open, no secret behind the door test like they're doing with some of these vaccines now, but open, observed, third-party observation, put Bionaid and ZoHeal to the test. If it is not more safe and effective than these vaccines, there's $1 million in gold out there for you.
Well, and that's a heck of a challenge. Well, Joanne and Elder, I want to thank you for being on Evident Footprints. Can we count on you coming back on the show? You know, I'm booked up this month of August, but I would definitely like to have you back. This issue has to be discussed in further detail.
Sure.
Yes.
Would love to.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you, Don. Thank you so much. Joanne, thank you so much, too, I'm so grateful. Thank God for this broadcast tonight, folks. Remember that power that you already have. These things we talked, some of the things I've talked about tonight, I'm about in research, these are crutches. There is a greater power that if you ever tap into that, it will do miracles. Just never forget that. That's where I'm coming from, right from my heart. These other things are just crutches. Help us to get us, you know, to there. And consciousness, help raise our consciousness and realize and be thankful for where this is coming from. You wouldn't be hearing about it if it wasn't because I wasn't grateful for God's grace and charity in sharing with me this information that I'm being a messenger for tonight.
Yes, amen. I hear that same message come from others that have been on the show doing work similar to what you're doing. Nothing at all in terms of the product. We've had a few people ask what they can do to familiarize themselves with BioNAID. I suggest that they go to Elder's website, BioNAID.com. That's BioNAID.com. You can read up on it. And you can facilitate orders and all of that through your site. Is that correct, Elder?
Yeah, and support vaxi-nations.com. Help us help the general alliance of people. You can purchase it there as well, and help raise money to really do some viable activity. BioNAID.net is the corporate website. For those that just want a quick corporate summary look at what's going on with BioNAID, that's at BioNAID.net. The BioNAID.com is basically for youth, and it's got a lot of research information in there to encourage youth and get a youth look for it. For information on ZeoHeal, that's ZeoHeal.com.
Okay, and any websites or personal information you want to give out, Joanne, to those that would like to get in contact with you as well?
They can go to the new website that I'm launching right now, which will be, it's a pre-launch already, but then our final launch will be next week. That's www.vaxi-nations.com. And then also there's an international forum, a discussion board, that we launched a few weeks ago, and that's no W's in the address, just forum, http://forum.vaxi-nations.com. Just want to encourage everybody to get involved, discuss the issues, discuss the news of the day, discuss your experiences, discuss what you're going through as an activist, and help other people with your experiences. It's really good to share this information. There's people from around the world that are on these boards in all these different countries, and it's fascinating and helpful when they all come together and share their experiences. And also just want to say really quick, I know we're ending the show here, but I just want to thank Dr. Truott. I have been in contact with him for the last week and a half, and the information that he shared with me and the education that he's given me has really brought a crystallization to my activist work and to my passion. And I really want to thank him just for that time that he's given me. You know, I look to him as one that's bringing clarity and spearheading this. And thank you, Don, for the opportunity to be here, and the opportunity that you give so many people to raise awareness and to talk about these issues and to bring clarity and information to the table so that everybody can understand what's going on and make these informed choices. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for acknowledging that. I think we're all serving the same master. There.
Indeed. And one more. I'm sorry, Don. We are. Go ahead there, Don. You were saying something really good. I interrupted you. Go ahead with that line.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, it's not about me. It's not about Joanne. It's not about Elder. It's about the master that we serve, the creator of the universe. And I can't say it any more succinctly than that, other than to say that his will be done. And we can join in that, and that's what we're doing. I look forward to having you both on the show again soon. I want to commend you for the work that you're both doing. I will set up links on my website. I get lots of hits on my site for the research links, and definitely I'm going to have your new site there as well as the sites that you shared with us, Elder.
Yes, and another one, Phoenix Voyage, like Phoenix, Arizona, voyage.com. It's tied in there. There's a lot of other technologies that's coming to the table through Phoenix Voyage, and they've been great support for me. And I want to mention phoenixvoyage.com too, Don.
Okay, very good. Folks, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. I wish you the best. Stay in touch. Keep me apprised of what's going on. I'll do likewise. If I can get this message out to the listening audience before we say goodnight, I will be a special guest on Born on the 4th of July tomorrow afternoon. Now, the Eastern time is from 2 to 4 p.m. Central is 1 to 3. Mountain is noon to 2. And Pacific is 11 to 1 p.m. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Ott is going to be guest hosting that show for Barbara Jean, and I will be on that show for 2 hours, and I think we're going to be talking about some of the forensic research that I've been doing in this area to clarify who's playing what role in this whole event, because this is a multidimensional attack on humanity, and we have every right to expose it, and we've already discussed why. And so my prayers are with you guys and with everyone in our listening audience, especially those in our military who risk their lives every day so that we can be free. And we will not forget that, and we will be free.
Amen.
So good night to both of you.
Good night.
Okay, folks, you have been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com and our special guests, Joanne Kramer and Burke Elder Hale III. Join me tomorrow night when my regular Friday night guest will be Mr. Jim Murray, scientist and inventor. We're going to be discussing power, and we're going to go back to a discussion that we had recently in terms of personal power and human consciousness and the reasons why we are here on planet Earth. I think you're going to find our discussion fascinating. And I want to encourage everyone to listen in. It's something that I feel humanity needs to hear. Jim feels the same way, and we've agreed to, again, tackle that topic. Special thanks to blogtalkradio.com for carrying this show, as well as Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world. And special thanks to Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. Actually, Seth Hendrick usually does our sound tonight. Don Newsom did our sound. Thanks, Don. Great job. Thank you for all the calls that we got in. And for you and the listening audience, thank you for tuning in. I wish everyone a night or day filled with peace, love, and light. You in the States, have a good night.